Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And away we go into hour number three of the Rob Brown Show here on the Fan Upstate. Rob the Great Milonzo and Hugh. It's the Fan Upstate. I need you all to go ahead and make preparation for the next segment because we got a thing. Lonzo saw a creepy animal in his backyard. He took kind of blurry, shaky, Bigfoot-style footage of it. I'm going to play it on the stream for you in the next segment. I'm 99% sure it's a turkey, but it's white. It's a white turkey. So I don't know if it's an albino turkey. Turkey that plucked its feathers out. Maybe it's sick. We don't know. But I'm going to play the footage, and we're going to see if we can confirm for the great one that it is indeed a turkey. We'll do that coming up in the next segment. But for now, it's time for the Audio Blitz, our favorite audio that we have picked up from around the sports world over the past, I'd say 24, but we didn't do it yesterday, so 48 hours. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start with some audio that I played earlier this morning. Not going to spend a lot of time on it. It's just my favorite joke. Dan Orlovsky brought the jokes to Get Up. What type of coordination did Whitney Houston have? Hand eye. Just...
So the question is for that, because I know they have to go through production meetings and everything. I don't think they do rehearsal. So who knew he was doing that?
No, he did. He 100% sprung that on
him. You don't think Greeny knew?
No, I would bet you he asked for like 10 seconds. He was like, I need 10 seconds somewhere. Just give me 10 seconds to throw in a joke. And in fairness, that show's 4 hours long, and so they got time.
He is one of the stars of the network.
For sure. Orlovsky's everywhere.
Yeah.
So if he says, I need 10 seconds, they're gonna find 10 seconds at the end of the segment. Fantastic work from Dan Orlovsky. He wasn't the only one having a good time on TV yesterday. Over on Fox on FS1, Chris Broussard and the boys were going up and down and giving out grades from their performances over the NFL weekend. Broussard decided to hand his grade to the Dallas Cowboys, but did so with a little bit of help. This man decided to hand the Cowboys an L. He gave them an F. And in order to present them with their F, he brought a whole ass brass second line band out to walk the whole set. A trombone, a trumpet, a tuba, a drummer, the whole thing. And the guy out front playing trumpet was holding a big sign that had an F on it. That's phenomenal from Chris Broussard.
What makes the second line band?
A second line is a thing you do down in New Orleans, and it's done for anything. It's done for wedding ceremonies, whatever. The first line. So, all right, I can actually tell you this. Whenever there is an event that happens, the first line of people are the dignitaries of the event. The second line is everybody that's there for the party. Right? So the first line of people, it's usually like at a funeral. That's where the hearse would be, the family members, the immediate family members, whatever. And then the second line is everybody else. And so when the second line comes through, they're usually the ones that are bringing the energy to the party. So, and especially.
So this is why you always go first when we go to events.
I don't go first. You went first bowling the other day. I was last.
That was just early.
That, again. So, very, very interesting there. Hey, here's a clip that I want to play for you. Jesse Palmer decided he was out to for blood. He was calling the Florida game this weekend. And during the game this weekend, there was a group of six.
How would you like to have to call the Florida game? I know there's money involved, but I mean, that's one of those assignments you probably don't want
Son,
right now.
I will come call Division IX football if you give me a paycheck for it. All right? I'll go call Canadian League football. I don't know how it works, but I'll figure it out. For a paycheck.
Still trying to figure out how much time travel there would have to be for me to be your son.
During the game, there was a little clip where there was a group of six or seven young ladies, college age young ladies. And I won't say it as a creepy old guy at almost 40, but if I'm going to say it as 22-year-old college Rob Brown, attractive young ladies. All dressed up for a hot day watching football. And there was one guy. And this guy was in blue and orange striped overalls with no shirt underneath it and the creepiest stay 500 yards away from a school mustache you've ever seen in your life. All right? And Palmer decided he was taking no prisoners. You just got taken down by the host of The Bachelor.
Yeah, well,
that poor guy is that. I hope
who's the
that,
play-by-play guy? Is that Testador?
I don't know. I think it is, but I don't know. Here's what I do know. What I do know is, and I've never said this before. I hope that guy's not in a fraternity. I hope that guy has no friends outside of those girls because he is never going to hear the end of it. There is one way that this guy can utilize that to his advantage, and that is if one of those girls gives him a sympathy. If one of those girls sees it and they're like, oh, John, I am so sorry that the host of The Bachelor put you on blast to America during the game on Saturday. Why don't you come over tonight? Let me make it up to you. That's the only way out of this. If that man's got dude friends in college.
It is Testador, by the way.
Beautiful.
That's I thought I recognized his laugh.
He lost his mind at that. And I get it. Jesse Palmer just murdered a man on television, metaphorically speaking. That's incredible. That guy will never. The only way out for that guy is to change schools.
Unless he's a player. And
he's
just,
not. You know how
Jesse
not?
Had it all wrong.
You know how I know he's not? Because he was that guy in that crowd. That guy, looking the way that guy looked, acting the way that guy liked, that guy was acting, that dude is not like, I can pull any of these six. That guy is, hey, me and the girls are going to a game, and we need somebody there to watch our backs. Will you come with us, John? And John went, yes, ma'am, I will be there, whatever you need. In fact, I'll buy all the tickets for you.
Yeah, this could be a controversial statement. I hope I don't get in trouble for this, but maybe he's the pimp.
He's not. Go find the video of this, and you'll go, oh, okay, no, he's not. Okay, no, he's not. Texter said, Rob, the friend zone clip hits home hard, LOL. Oh, dude, trust me.
Sorry for you. Hopefully you have better luck in the future, Texter.
Trust me. I promise you it resonated. There's a picture of me. There's a picture of me from homecoming my senior year. All right? I'll give you the real quick nuts and bolts, and we'll get back to the audio. There's a picture of me homecoming my senior year. Tucked out, looking real good, arms around, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at least seven very attractive young ladies from my graduating class, okay? Last year was my 20-year high school anniversary, and there was like a Facebook page and people were posting photos and somebody, one of the girls put up that photo, right? And it's me. And like I said, the head cheerleader was on one side, the class president on the other, smoke shows. Okay. And the lady friend saw it and she was like, something you want to say about your high school career? And she was being sarcastic, right? Like she doesn't care. It was 20 years ago. She's being sarcastic. And I went, oh, you don't even know. I dated none of these women. I kissed none of these women. I fooled around with none of these. I had nothing romantically with any of these women. And it's not because I didn't want to. I was a hornball as a senior, just like everybody else. Not because I didn't want to. Not because I didn't try. One of them to the left, the head cheerleader, my best friend, asked her to that homecoming. You know what she said to me? Nope. Already got a date. Sorry.
She went there with beef.
She went there with Beef 1. Beef 2 was Jacksonville. Beef 1 was high school. His name was Keith. Hated that guy.
By the way.
He was so pretty.
I'm watching this dude. This dude's not even with those girls. He's just sitting in a row in front of them and just happens to be wearing the same stuff because he's a Florida fan. I don't believe he's with them.
That dude.
Unless there's an extended video where he's actually in the same row they're in. I mean, it was a good burn by Jesse. But
as somebody who did not find a way to navigate out of being, this is my best friend Rob, until my second year of college. Is somebody who didn't figure out how to get out of the friend zone to my second year of college? That dude's living in that. Jesse's exactly right. Exactly right. All right, let's keep going on. I got a few more that I want to play for you. Let's go to, you know what? We played this one yesterday. I don't care. Let's play it again. During the Packers game, you'll hear it. Josh Myers, the center for the Green Bay Packers, got down to snap the ball to Malik Willis, and right before Malik called for the snap, he exorcist-style projectile vomited all over the football, then snapped it to Malik. Malik then realized, oh, this ball's wet and a little chunky, and just had to take off running because he wasn't going to be able to throw it.
Did you ever see the movie Replacements? I don't know why I didn't think about this yesterday.
Oh, that's a good call.
You know that happened in Replacements.
It did.
The center, Jumbo, ate all them deviled eggs. It just threw up all over the place.
You a deviled egg guy?
I love deviled eggs. You know what?
If they're made right.
I'm okay with potato salad, but you know that's all that is in the deviled egg. It's just something about the paprika.
I gotta have it. Double it up.
That paprika, just the daggum paprika.
Double it up.
Yes.
Love it.
Are your deviled eggs Cajun, though? I mean, do they have a kick to them?
I can make them that way.
Yeah,
I don't think
I've had Cajun deviled eggs.
Just a little touch of cayenne right up on top, Sha.
Let's add that to the list of things that you're going to make and bring in that you haven't over 4 years.
Furman Seb texts the show. Furman Seb said, as a friend zone expert, seasoned veteran, and future first ballot Hall of Fame friend zoner, sending thoughts and prayers to that fallen friend zone soldier. You get it, Furman Seb. You get it. You've been there. Some of us lived in there. Some of us. It didn't take me till 40 to get married because I wanted to. All right? Took me this long to figure it the hell out. Took me this long to figure out how to not be my best friend, Rob. So you get it.
All right. There's this thing that I did. Just don't have any friends. And then you don't have to worry about being in the friend zone.
No, I loved. And for the record, all those girls I talked about in the picture, love them all to death dearly. Still, four or five of them I'm still in friends with.
By the way, I had plenty of friends growing up, but I had never had a girlfriend.
Oh, I had all of them.
I've never been in the friend zone before.
You needed to know.
I also have acute shyness, so that could have something to do with it, but I've never been in the friend zone.
I did not. If a dude needed to know if one of the girls in the school was interested in him, they came to ask me. You want to know what the worst part of the friend zone is? When you're attracted to the girl and she goes, hey, I need to talk to you. Is Keith single? Oh, God! That's why I felt sympathy in my heart for that cat. All right, this is Wisconsin coach Bill Callahan and his opening comments in the press conference after the University of Alabama whooped that trick by 31. Yes, it does. Can I tell you? You know, I'm very fortunate. I had a wonderful, wonderful father. I had a fantastic dad who did so much for me and taught me many life lessons, and I carry all of them with me to this day. There was one he gave me specifically, and I remember it very well. There was one he gave me specifically after a basketball game, as a matter of fact.
We're talking about whoopings, or we're talking about advice?
Yes. Yes. There was one he gave me because the basketball team took a whooping, and I did not take it well because we had high hopes. Did not take it well. And my old man said, you will be better at life when you learn that you can do everything right and do everything to the best of your ability and still get your ass kicked. And when you learn to accept that reality with humility and grace and be able to continue thinking and moving forward, you will be better off for it. And I've had to lean on that a number of times. Sometimes you can do everything right, do it 100% to the best of your ability, and the other guy's just better than you are.
How cool it must be to have someone give you advice when you're growing up.
Well, that's what I'm here. I'm here to help you now, Lawson.
I'm here to give you that advice now. It's a little too late for me.
I'm here to help. All right, you got time. We can make you a better man, Lonzo.
Ain't nobody whooping this booty. That's all I'm saying.
And the very last one for this version of the Audio Blitz. This weekend, actually late last week, Tom Brady flew over to Wales. The country, not the animals.
Of course he did.
Flew over to Wales to go hang out with Ryan Reynolds.
By the way, he could have flown over Wales while flying to
over
Wales.
Over to Wales, that's correct.
It's possible.
Flew over to Wales going to Wales. Flew over to Wales to go hang out with Deadpool and Rob McElhenney. They own a soccer club called Wrexham SC or FC. Obviously, if you have a TV, you know about Wrexham. All right, it's arguably the most famous soccer club on, or at least in the United States right now. Well, Tom Brady, as most celebrities do, they go visit Ryan Reynolds, they go to a Wrexham game, and the Wrexham fans celebrate them. Not Tom Brady, who was serenaded by the Wrexham fans. It's my favorite song. Who the hell are you? Who the hell are you?
What does what they're saying?
Yeah. They were asking Tom Brady repeatedly and in sing-song fashion, who the are you?
All right. The Wrexham crowd was doing
that? Yes.
I am now a fan of a soccer team. Wow.
That's what it took. We did it.
That's all I needed.
Somebody hang that George Bush mission accomplished banner. We did it. We got Lonzo.
Didn't go so well for him, so I don't know.
Who the hell are you? I missed it. Who the hell are you? Incredible. Good work, Wrexham. Good work. I like Brady. That's hilarious. Renewal by Anderson to the Carolinas fan phone. Open for your calls, 844-326-3663. Lulu Kesson at 9 o'clock. Hayden S. Mario at 9:20. And then Lonzo and I are out from tomorrow till the end of the month. All right? I'm going down to St. Augustine to get hitched. So this is my last 2 hours with you. Call in. Let's talk some sports before I get up out of here. We'll break down some Clemson and NC State coming up in a little while. South Carolina Akron, some of the other big games from the weekend. And Lonzo and I got to give you our weekend football picks on a Tuesday. Yes, because I'm leaving. It's the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to tell you about our friends at QC Kinetics, the nation's leader in non-surgical regenerative therapy for joint pain. If you are dealing with joint pain and you want to, you know, not do that anymore, QC Kinetics is here to help right now. Their non-surgical regenerative therapy helps your body recall how to correctly restore that connective tissue, how to replace that connective tissue. And when you restore and replace that connective tissue, the inflammation and the pain go away. You get your life back. This is a therapy that professional athletes used to fly to Europe to receive. Now you can get it right here in the upstate of South Carolina. No drugs, no anesthesia, no surgery, no therapy, no downtime. It is that simple. You go in, you tell them the Rob Brown Show sent you, you get your consultation for free, you feel better faster naturally. Go to their website, QCKinetics.com, QCKinetics.com, or call them today at 864-448-3772, 864-448-3772. You mentioned the Rob Brown Show. Get that consultation for free. Get your life back with our friends at QC Kinetics.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We talked a little bit of football. I told you it's going to be a slow process winning the great one over to becoming a footy fan. It will happen. Probably not in a hurt that Wrexham FC was asking Tom Brady, who the are you? You know what else is going to make it easier to make Lonzo a footy fan? If we can get him to come out and watch our next guest play a little football for the Greenville Triumph. He is a striker, a front man, and a guy who, I got to tell you, he might have to deep dive the celebration playbook to come up with some fresh sellies as many times as he's found the back of the net. Forward for the Greenville Triumph, number 9, Lyon McKinnon joining us here on the show. What's up, big fella? How we feeling?
Hey, how you doing?
Real good, brother. Not as good as you. If I could put 11 goals in a season, I might have made something out of myself. What a season, bro!
Yeah, it was a great game last Saturday, so hopefully we can keep it going.
Yeah, let's talk about that. You guys with a 5-2 win last weekend over Chattanooga, and you know, keeping it a buck, Lyon, like there was a little bit of a slide going into that one, and then the goals started coming in bunches. Number one, what does it do for the mentality of the team after a couple of tough losses to be able to go out there and not just win but dominate a game like that? And how do you guys make sure you keep the momentum going?
I mean, it was obviously massive for us. Obviously, like you mentioned, it was a bit of a hard run that we've been on, and I thought that the last couple games before that, before the Chattanooga game, we actually played good football, but the results weren't just weren't there yet. But we were on the right path. So going into the Chattanooga game, I think we just took advantage of our chances, and that was really big for us. And yeah, hopefully we can you know, stay on the right track and keep the results up. And especially with the way we've been playing, that would be the best.
Lyon McKinnon from the Greenville Triumph joining us here on the show. In fact, we talked about this a little bit earlier in the show, Lyon, that sometimes in the world of sports, one of the hardest things to recognize is that you can go out there, you can play well, you can do everything right, and you still just get beat sometimes. Talk to me about the mentality of the team. What has the dressing room been like for you guys through that little three-game losing streak to be able to make sure that when you got a game like a Chattanooga, you were able to come out and keep firing on all cylinders?
I think we saw great leadership from the older players on our team, the senior players, the guys that have more experience. You know, we've had a lot of conversations in the locker room about, you know, sticking together, trusting the process, and going into games with the right mentality. And like I mentioned, we did it the last two games, and you know, the results didn't go our way, but we could see that the older players have been through patches like this and come out. And came out of it the right way. So they really try to give that vision to us, the younger players, to really keep pushing and yeah, like I said, trusting the process. And I think we really saw it against Chattanooga that we were convinced that we were meant to win this game, and we did.
It's interesting you bring up being able to lean on the senior players, the ones that have been here for a while. We've had Tyler Pollock on the show many times. We've had Fricky on the show many times. But it's also a real healthy mix of guys like Pollock and Fricky, but guys like Zion Scarlett, guys like Herrera, like guys that are relatively new to the team. And Rick Wright has been on the show a couple of times, Lyman, talked to us a little bit about the chemistry and how you blend the chemistry, the old, the new, the vets, the new guys, and make sure that everybody's on the same page. How has that been in the dressing room with a pretty almost 50-50 mix of guys that have been here, some since the very beginning of the Triumph 5 years ago, and obviously the guys that have been making the way onto the team the last couple of years? How has that chemistry developed over the course of the season?
I think that the atmosphere in the locker room has been great this year. The chemistry, we saw the way we started the year, we started really good. And even though we had a bit of a tough patch in the last four or five games, the chemistry was still there, and the intensity, especially in the last two or three weeks, was there. And yeah, it was up to the players that have been here before to remind us that it's part of the season to suffer a little bit and go through a bit of a rough time. But no, the chemistry between the older and the younger guys has been great. And yeah, everybody is mixed together, and you can tell on the field there's no real difference in, you know, the way we play, regardless of who starts the game and things like that. So yeah, it's massive for us to get key senior players back like Leo and Chapa and Seba's coming back soon. So yeah, we're really grateful to be able to lean on these guys.
We are talking to Lyon McKinnon. He is a forward for the Greenville Triumph. The Triumph back home this Saturday night. They will be at Paladin Stadium taking on Central Valley. We'll talk about that game here in just a minute. But Lyon, continuing to look at the season, I think one of the things that Triumph fans have been very excited about this year is there were some spots last year where the goals weren't really coming the way that you would have liked them to. There were a lot of very, very good contests where Greenville was playing on the front foot but just couldn't find the back of the net. This year feels to have corrected a little bit. You've got a handful already. Castro's got six. Anderson, Evan got a couple. Like, the goals have been there this year. How do you make sure that you guys are putting the complete package together to take advantage of nights like you have when you're putting 1-2-3 up on the scoreboard?
I think it's really about the chemistry of the front four and the midfielders that really we really start to know each other. And when I'm playing, I've been playing now. It's my second year playing with Leo Castro. So we definitely have more chemistry. We already did last year. And this year, I really feel like I understand his game. He understands mine. The other guys up front, same thing. We've really been able to assist each other, make the goals easier for the guy who is to finish the play. So I think that's massive. You know, this year we're really trying to help each other out, the guys up front. So that's the biggest thing for me. I think most of the goals that I've scored came from someone making a big play. And I think most of the guys that get goals, it's never, you know, it's always your partner trying to make it easy for you. So yeah, that's been massive for us this year offensively.
Talk to me about that front four, specifically you and Castro, but you've had some other guys, guy like Zion Scarlett coming out of Clemson, who's gotten plenty of time, obviously a pro in Sebastian Velasquez, who's been playing out of the middle, but kind of injecting himself into that attack when and where the opportunity arises. This team, for my money, of the last two or three years, has been the most fun to watch when you guys are on the attack. Can you talk to me a little bit about what that cohesion is like, what playing in that front line is like this year when it does feel like it's a more fluid attack? Have you guys been kind of given the green light to be a little bit more creative? Is this more a tactics-based approach out of Rick Wright? What's been the difference between last year and this year as far as seeing you guys light up the scoreboard in bunches?
I think, like you mentioned, we have a young, pretty young team, especially in some positions. I think offensively, we probably have about five rookies, and I'm not counting Zion because he's played pro before, but he's still 20 years old, and we can feel the hunger as well to score, to be part of it, to, you know, even if it's not on the score sheet, to really be part of this offense. And I think also Coach Wright has really given us the green light to be creative up top and you know, be free to try shots and dribble and I think Coach Harkes really gave us also a lot of freedom to create last year, but I can tell that the younger group really is taking advantage of it this year, and maybe it's showing a little more this year, like you mentioned.
Lyon McKinnon, forward for the Greenville Triumph. Got a couple more minutes here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate as the Triumph gets set to play this Saturday at Paladin Stadium with Central Valley coming into town. Talk to me a little bit, if you don't mind, Lyon, about Coach Rick Wright. It's been interesting the times we've had him on. He has gone out of his way to say, hey, look, this isn't my team, it's our team. It's not, I make the decision, but I want the boys in the dressing room to feel like they have some control, like they have input, like their opinions and what they want and like and are feeling matter. Have you felt that, and what impact do you think that that has on the club?
100%. I think we felt it, you know, from the get-go this year. We all have, you know, input, and he really... he's a good listener, especially, you know, with the older guys. I know they have a lot of conversations, and he really tries to get a feel of how the group is living and how we see things, and, you know, how we want to approach games. And that's been massive, especially, you know, being his first year as a head coach, and, you know, some of the guys being first year pros. I think it's a great approach because, you know, if everybody's on the same page, at least whatever we do, if it's right or wrong, at least we're going to be, you know, on the same page and stick to a game plan. And I think it's been really good for us. And I think the strategy of him really giving us the keys to the games has been paying off. Win or lose, I think we've shown most of the games good quality, and hopefully we can keep it going with the same mindset.
I love it. Lyon McKinnon from the Greenville Triumph. They are at home this Saturday, 7 p.m., hosting Central Valley. Talk to me a little bit about this matchup in particular. Obviously, a five-goal performance from the boys last time out against Chattanooga. Talk to me a little bit about what you guys did in that game that you think will transfer over to Central Valley and what Triumph supporters in the stands are going to see Saturday night.
I think that the biggest thing for us is to start on front foot. We started great against Chattanooga. We won possessions early. We attacked with speed with Scarlett, especially, and Leo and I and Aiden. We've been really on the front foot, and scoring a goal early, and especially in this league, is massive in a game, and especially scoring two, being up 2-0 at halftime. That's really something we got to look to repeat on Saturday, I think. Especially against a team that has been struggling a little bit defensively and results. So hopefully we can get the same start, and then I think once we establish our game, you know, it'll take care of itself, hopefully. But really, having the same approach is going to be massive for us.
Liam McKinnon wears number 9 for the Greenville Triumph. Plays up front, 17 appearances, 11 goals, and a couple of assists to go along with it. Having a spectacular season. Liam, my man, spectacular to have you on the show, buddy. We appreciate it. Good luck out Saturday night, pal.
Thank you very much, man. It was a pleasure to be on your show.
Glad to have you. Glad to have you. Welcome anytime. Keep an eye on that young man. 24 years old is Liam McKinnon. I would not be shocked to see and hear his name popping up in other places throughout the course of his career. By the way, thanks as always to our boys Doug Irwin and Chris Lewis over at the Triumph, who consistently make sure that we can bring you football coverage. And because I know he's listening, shout out to the Novas, the Wildcats. What do I do? This? Is this it, Chris? The V? Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Got a short segment before we wrap up this hour of the show. Rob, Lonzo, you, the Rob Brown Show is on the Fan Upstate. So allow me to take just a moment, as we have pointed out a couple of times so far. We'll be out tomorrow all the way through until the very last day of the month. I will be out the remainder of this week and all next week. It's my annual big time vacation as the lady friend and I are headed down to St. Augustine, Florida to get hitched this weekend. St. Augustine, Florida to get hitched this weekend. So I'll be out tomorrow through the end of next week. We'll return on Monday the 30th. And I do want to take just a minute to thank all of you. You guys have been incredible. You have been so kind. You have been very tolerant of me and everything that's been going on leading up to this little celebration this weekend. If it was up to me, and it's not, if I had the resources and I don't, I just throw it here and invite all of you. All right. But that's not a reality because shut up. Weddings are expensive. I had no idea. I had no idea at all. So I did want to take just a minute to say once again, as I try to every now and then, thank you all for everything that you guys have done for me. Thank you for allowing me to continue to do this goofy ass job and call it a job. Thank you for allowing me to live a dream. I thought when I left Jacksonville that this dream had come to its conclusion. I thought that my time in broadcasting was over. I ended up in a place that I love. I ended up in a place that I have fallen in love with. I have ended up in a place where I have fallen in love with a spectacular woman that I am very fortunate to be able to spend the rest of my life with. I am so incredibly grateful to all of you that again have allowed me, have facilitated this goofy career that I have found myself in. So please know, and I mean it sounds like a joke, it's not. Please know that I'm very serious when I say I don't love being away for a week because I have a great job, because I get to come in here, sit alongside the great one, yap for 4 hours, and somehow have convinced people to give us a paycheck for it. So I don't love being away for a week. This is, however, the best reason ever that I have been away for a week. And it is going to be a spectacular weekend. So again, thank all of you for being as kind to me as you have been, as forgiving of me as you have been. Please know that I love every single, even those of you that hate me, of which there are at least a couple. Please know that I very much appreciate all of you. You're all spectacular people. I say it at the end of every show, and I mean it at the end of every show. You guys are fantastic. This area is the best place I've ever been. Aside from my actual home, this is the only place I've ever actually called home and called it home and meant it. I love it here, and it is only fitting that it took me to get here to find the someone that I will spend the rest of my life with. It happened, and I believe it happened, because I am here, because I am here with you guys. When I got here, I was, if I'm keeping it a buck, not in a good way, not in a good place mentally. I was faking it to make sure I got a job that I could just keep doing what I wanted to do. And you guys, I cannot tell you how much you've meant to for lack of a better word, fix me. To get me back to being who the hell I am and doing radio the way I want to do it and living and loving my life. You guys, you don't know how instrumental you were in all of that. You fixed me, and that allowed me to be me again. And in becoming me again, I found the person that I'm going down to exotic St. Augustine to get hitched to this weekend. So I appreciate you guys. You mean the world to me. Thank you very much, and let me give a very special and heartfelt thank you to Lonzo, because that dude puts in more work than any of you will ever know, so that all I have to do is come in here and talk about sports and you know, get all the credit for all the hard work. Wins and losses aren't a quarterback stat. SCBA Sports Talk Radio Show of the Year awards are exactly an executive producer stat and at the top of the resume. So sincere thank you to Lonzo. To Mark and everybody down the hall and Steve downstairs who continue to believe that this is a job worth paying me for and that I'm doing a job worth being paid for. I appreciate you guys immensely. But again, to everybody in Greenville, thank you all for letting me be me and find my way back to being to living the best life that I've always wanted to live. I thank you. I appreciate you. That was pretty good. That's pretty good. Not as good as Lonzo's Sports Flash, though.
Yeah, you do know we still got another hour. That was a sign-off
speech.
Yeah,
but we got guests next week.
Okay, or next hour. Yeah.
Nothing next week.
Yeah, that's right, because we're off. Kirk Cousins led his Atlanta Falcons to victory over the Philadelphia Eagles 22-21 last night. That's 22-21. With a game-winning drive in the waning moments of Monday, Cousins was 5 of 6 for 70 yards on the final drive and 20-29 for 241 and 2 touchdowns in the game. Bijan Robinson led all rushers with 97 yards and 14 carries. A four-game series against the Dodgers started well for Atlanta, who won the first two games, but LA split the series with a 9-0 shutout win over the Braves last night. Atlanta falls to 81-69 and is back out of the wild card spot, one game behind the Mets and two back of the Diamondbacks. Tune in this Saturday at 4:30 as the Furman Paladins take on the William & Mary Tribe. It's Furman versus William & Mary right here on your home for Paladins football, The Fan, Upstate.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.